Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Friday, June 14th. Yes, it's June 14th. It's 2019. And, you know, okay. I wake up this morning. I get the Wall Street Journal. Front page, front cover, main section. Washington puts aside fears and embraces debt. Subtitle: support for taming federal deficits has faded, and the U.S. is testing just how much it can borrow as few see dire economic consequences. Now, you know how thrilled I was to see that. They say this isn't a top concern for voters anymore. Really? That's because all the media talks about is climate change, the thing that we don't need to worry about. Gary, they tell us because of climate change, we're doomed. They're lying. Al Gore lied to you 13 years ago when he said 10 years, we're doomed. All these socialists who are telling you we're now doomed in 12 years are lying. They're not making a mistake. It's not a fib. It's a pure, unadulterated lie. But I digress. And the media just follows suit with it, too. So all of a sudden, we get this article today that supposedly nobody cares. Well, it's because the media drives the news. You know that, right? If they started their news every day with the clock of debt, $22 trillion and counting, just start that way, people would think about it. If they started with this year, 500 and some odd billion of our tax dollars is going towards interest, maybe somebody would care. But no, climate change, abortion, pro-life, pro-choice, climate change, abortion, pro-life, pro-choice, climate change. And I got news for you. We can't do anything about hurricanes. We can't do anything about tornadoes. The abortion thing, which we don't even touch here, do you know why? You ever try to play the game of tic-tac-toe? You can't win, so why play the game? But I digress on that, too, because that's not what we do here. So let me read some things to you here, ladies and gentlemen, in case you want to know what they're doing to us. Are you ready? In the year 1990. Let's go to 1990. We don't have to go back that far. Our government spent $1.25 trillion. Federally. The year 1995, $1.5 trillion. The year 2000, $1.78 trillion. 2005, $2.47 trillion. 2010, $3.4 trillion. 2015, $3.7 trillion. This year, $4.5 trillion. Estimates for 2024, $5.4 trillion. So in 24 years, we went from spending $1.2 trillion that year federally to $5.4 trillion. Almost quadrupled. Did the population quadruple? No. Because you would think federal spending is supposed to take care of the people. It's we the people. Did population? No. The problem is them. I say this because what we've sent them, in 1990, we sent them $1 trillion. This year, we're going to send them $3.4 trillion. So we 3.5 times what we sent them since 1990. The problem is they're almost 4 times. That's all. And the problem lies they have estimates going forward. Their estimates is for the year 2022, they're now going to spend $5.1 trillion, up from $4.5 trillion this year. But they're only going to take in $4.1 trillion, a new record. Again, they're the problem. Do you realize if they would just keep federal spending the same? The same. For the next 4 years? We'd balance the budget. All things being equal, if nothing changes from estimates. But herein lies the other problem. Why do you think our central banks have been nervously keeping rates low in order to fund this crap? What are they spending all this money on? Beats the hell out of me. Oh, that's right. 80 different welfare programs doling out $1 trillion a year. Massive amounts of money for illegals before they take care of the homeless. Oh, that's right. Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, government programs. Because they did not prepare for the future. In other words, miserable failures. All these lifers in Washington, D.C. are killing us. And we are now trying to be told that we don't care. We don't care about the size of government. Going from $1.2 trillion to $5.4 trillion in their spending. This is just federal. Forget state and local. Anyway, just had to start with that. And I'm going to write a very nasty report on all this weekend. I will post it at GaryK.com because they're killing us. They are absolutely killing us, and now they got the media writing about it, that Washington puts aside fears and embraces debt. That's good. That's good. No worries. More and more debt's good. That's good. Let's run up some more. Do you know if interest rates ever get out of hand, what would happen to our debt? If the interest rate market finally takes the middle finger out and shoots it back at these morons at the Fed as well as these morons in Washington, D.C., what would happen to the debt? Explode. Anyway, we are pre-taping this show. It's markets already closed. Tiger Woods just finishes 18, couldn't make a putt all day. He's at even par. Justin Rose is leading at 7 under. If I tell you Tiger Woods missed 10, 15 putts within 20 feet, that many. He hit the ball great all day. Got to put the ball in. Let me say one more thing. Congratulations to the Toronto Raptors. I had you for the series. I had you in the games. I'm sick over the, what happened with the injuries on the Golden State Warriors. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Klay Thompson, who I love, goes down with an ACL now also. Anyway, congratulations to Canada. We're hearing all of Canada is celebrating. And basketball season is now officially over. And I believe the draft is in the next week. Somebody by the name of Zion is going to be making a lot of money. Up next, full market wrap. And all that stuff. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Have a great weekend. And get the Wall Street Journal today front cover about that debt. By the way, also, I've been reading articles about reverse mortgages. Please know what the hell you're getting into with those also. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying some are. How's that? And one day maybe we'll talk about them. Market Wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. The Dow being down 17 is not the story. The S&P being down 4 is not the story. More of a story is the NASDAQ down 40, NASDAQ 100 down 31, the SOX down a juicy 36, the small caps down the equivalent of 230 Dow points, transports down 42, advanced declines 13 to 21, not very good, 1120 on the NASDAQ. But here's the important story, ladies and gentlemen. And listen up. On Wednesday, we get the Fed. And frankly, you know, you know what I think of these people. And I don't know how the market's going to react. The expectation, I believe, is that the Fed is ready to lower rates. Maybe not next week. Maybe in July. I think they've telegraphed it enough that they may just lower rates this coming week. And the reason they can do it is because they're at 2.5%. Our 10-year is under 2.1. So the Fed fund should be below the 10-year. They can actually go to 2. Nothing would surprise me. Now, the chalk is that if they lower rates, it's got to be good for markets. And you know how I know this? Every pundit on TV says if they lower rates, it's going to be great for markets. I say, let's let the market decide. So as we go into next week, here are the worries. Number one, rally's been narrow. You know what I think of narrow markets, right? Not good. You'd rather have good, what they call, breadth in the market. Number two, semiconductors. They were down 36 today, and not just because of selling, but because Broadcom really, really, really came out with crappy numbers. The good news is it was down 27 bucks and only finished down 16. The bad news is it finished down 16. And the bad news, Texas Instruments almost down 4. Xilinx almost down 3. Silicon Labs down 3. NVIDIA down 4. NXP Semiconductor down 3.5. Lam Research was down 6, finished only down 3 and change, but was still down 3. ASML Holdings down 6. So, semiconductors aren't making the grade, but listen to all this. Foreign markets, not keeping up at all, not even close. All these retail stocks, new yearly lows. I know, world has changed. It still counts. Transports, woefully underperforming. Small caps, woefully underperforming. Again today, the Dow was only down 17. The Russell 2000 was down the equivalent of about 230 Dow points. We're seeing a lot of that. We'd like that to change. Biotechs, some of the most important biotechs at new yearly lows. Gaming, terrible. A lot of the healthcare names. And of course, you know the story behind that. Of course, there's the Boeings and the 3Ms and the IBMs in the Dow. And I could just continue of the list of the things that are not working. Thus, the very narrow market. It is just as important. Oh, and the marijuana stocks are not working anymore either. We are not giving you an opinion here. We're describing for you the action. It's not hard to be a reporter of the market. But we like to compare it to what is working. We like to decipher how much of it is working, just in case the areas that are working, if they start breaking down, you know what ends up happening. Remember, all good market tops have been a process of sector by sector, stock by stock, topping out. So we're just letting you know there is a bunch of names, a bunch of sectors, a bunch of countries, a bunch of stuff not keeping up with the large caps. So we'll keep telling you about the large caps. And if anything changes, we'll let you know. By the way, one other thing. Autodesk, Dell, GoDaddy, Palo Alto Networks, Tesla, VMware, Arista Networks, Fortinet, Garmin, iRobot, Splunk, Ubiquiti Networks, WWE, Zebra Tech, Acacia Networks, symbol DOCU, DOMO, FIVN, NEWR, SSNC. Bunch of growth leaders that topped out recently and have been crushed, leaving fewer and fewer growth leaders. So just letting you know, as we head into the Fed, we'll see what happens. Go up 1,000 points on the Fed and go down 1,000. I hate them. I like root canal better than the Fed. Up next, more on this, that, and the other thing. And whatever else, I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So we have some other IPOs coming out. You ready for this? Chewy came public today. PetSmart bought Chewy in 2017. It's online retail of pet stuff. I think they paid $2 to $3 billion for it. It's at $14 billion market cap today. The company's revenue growth is fantastic. They're losing a crap load of money. Revenue growth is fantastic. It seems every company going public right now, just about every company, loses money. Loses money. Remember that hot one from yesterday? FVRR, the Fiverr International, down 9 today to $31. So you're down 24% if you bought it. By the way, it hit 44 today, closed at 31.5. Just got to watch yourself when these things come out. CrowdStrike hit 72 today, closed at 64. Still up from the IPO of 34. Amazing. That one's got a $13 billion market cap with 200 and something million in sales and loses a lot of money. But we will keep a watch on them. Why? Because some of these names, some of them, are going to be gargantuan winners of the next 10 years. Looking back 10 years from now, I will promise you that the biggest winners of the next 10 years will have come from some of these new names with new products, new applications, new businesses. Things you've never heard of. Industries you've never heard of. That always has you asking yourself, why didn't I think of that? So here's some symbols for you just to keep on your list. First, you have Lyft and Uber, LYFT and UBER, but I really think they should have come public 2 years ago. The Beyond Meat, BYND, which is up another 10 today. Chewy, CHWY. That CrowdStrike, CRWD, FVRR, the Fiverr. Go stay on top of PagerDuty, PD. RVLV, Revolve Group. SWAV, Shockwave, forget that one. It's been strong, but very small. Zoom Video, symbol ZM. Those are a few of your names that I would suggest to you, you be watching. All have very strong revenue growth. By the way, the ZM makes a little bit of money versus some of the others. We are not advocating buying them. We're not advocating selling them, shorting them, or covering them. We are simply advocating you review them. Go check out their websites. Go check out what they do. See if you can get a feel on whether their growth is going to be gargantuan going forward. Or the other side. Do you remember when Blue Apron came out? It was a $10 IPO in, I guess, summer 17. Do you remember what I told you? No way. It's another one of these companies that delivers food, dinners, and recipes. I said, no way. No way. Well, the $10 IPO never saw 11. It's 55 cents. And you know what they announced today? I heard a 1-for-15 reverse split. Sales last four quarters, minus 25, minus 28, minus 25, minus 28. They lost money in all four quarters. That is what is known as asking yourself a question. Is this for real? I mean, you have all, you know how many companies do this? The meals delivered. I mean, what are we all lazy? You can't make your own meals? You can't go to Publix and pick one up? So anyway, that's an example of the other side of the coin. And sometimes it does not take a genius to recognize this thing ain't going to work. So again, ask yourself the right questions. Or else sometimes. And I will tell you that some analysts have been downgrading Blue Apron as of recent. After a 95% drop. Thank you all so much for that help. Yeah, they approved a 1-for-15 reverse split. Amazing. Quite amazing. Other news. Red Robin Gourmet, what is it, a restaurant chain? Looks like somebody's looking to buy the company or do something with them, so the stock spiked up this week. It has not been doing well. Again, another situation where you just got to sales down. Every quarter, last four quarters, earnings getting plunging. The opposite of that, I remember in the early 90s, Outback Steakhouse. Little strip shopping center where I lived. Wednesday nights, 2-hour waits to get into Outback. And then they took the Outback and went here and there. Become a great stock for a couple of years. For a few years, actually. Before they were bought out and then brought back. So this is the touchy-feely that you have to do sometimes. Remember what I said to you? I tried one of these delivery places to get my food delivered. I had a 45-minute, they were late, from a place down the block. And the restaurant told me the food was ready. Guess what? I'm not using them again. Oh, guess what? Grubhub stock has gone from 150 down to 70 in the last 10 months. Earnings down 49 and 42 the last two quarters. Again. Just a little thought process. And, of course, major competition. Downtown Orlando is full of delivery guys. But so, we have this Subplace, Jimmy John's, they have their own delivery people. They don't need the services. So again, sometimes you just got to think about it. Sometimes you just got to ask the right questions of yourself. And what these companies do or are doing. Apple, go to the stores. See how busy they are. Starbucks, go to the stores. See how well they're doing. Sears Holdings, Kmart, go to the stores. Walk out quickly. Remember, we told you years and years and years ago about Sears Holdings and Kmart. We gave you examples because we went to stores and told you what was going on. So do a little paying of attention when you're doing your investing. It'll go a long way. My biggest mistake was there was this thing called 4Kids Entertainment many years ago. My kids were into this Pokemon. I said, nah, I think the stock went up tenfold. Watch what your kids do. Up next, we'll wind up the week, and then I'm gone. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, yeah! Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. On the week, Dow 0.4%. On the week, S&P up 0.4%. On the week, NASDAQ up 0.7%. On the week, the SOX down 1.6%. That's your week. Very quiet. And you know why it's quiet? Everybody's waiting for these morons at the Fed. I really thought that they're going to lower rates next week, not wait for July. Why? I think they've telegraphed it already. We'll see. What does the market do because of it? Don't know. A lot of economic numbers that have been coming out showing softening. China's 17-year low on industrial production today. They got issues. And again, debt and deficits. Debt and deficits. Got a call today from a woman cursing me out. She's cursing me out. How dare you disrespect Bernie Sanders? I saw you on TV. You were making fun of him, you son of a... And I sat there on the phone. I go, ma'am, it's just my opinion. I don't give an F and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I go, ma'am, are you a socialist? I am a dyed-in-the-wool socialist. What do you like about socialism? Don't ask me questions like that. No, 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 really. Let's have a little, back and forth. What do you like about socialism? Government needs to take care. How well is government taking care of us? Oh, Social Security, Medicare, really? And then I started giving her numbers. She cursed me out a little bit more. I gave her more numbers. And she sat on the phone at least. Gave her out a little bit more numbers. Kept cursing me out. I go, ma'am, did you get on the wrong side of the bed today? I mean, you call me up, you're cursing, you're using all these four-letter words. You don't sound like a person that would do something like that. Just realize, do you care about the country? She said, yes. I go, well, I do too. Have you seen what's going on in Venezuela? Bernie Sanders does not want a Venezuela. I go, do you know that his proposals and his policies is exactly how Venezuela started down the rat hole? No, I don't know that. And Bernie says he doesn't want the socialism like Venezuela. Okay. Anything else I can do for you, ma'am? She got into me with me again today. She kept going. And I kept telling her. I gave her websites to go read about. And then I asked her, Do you know what Bernie Sanders' resume is? I know what Bernie Sanders' resume is. He's been with the Vermont and da 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 da. No, no, no. What's his resume? Because he wants to run the healthcare industry. He wants to run the insurance industry. He wants to run the education industry. He wants to tell the greatest job-creating machine in history, Walmart, how much they have to pay their people. What in Bernie Sanders' resume says that he knows all this and what to do? Silence. I go, let me tell you his resume. He's never had a job outside of government, which means every paycheck he's ever got is off the taxpayer. Did you know that? He's never created a dime of wealth. He's never created a job. You don't have a problem with that? Somebody knows nothing about business? Well, he knows about what's bad in this country. What's bad in this country? Walmart should be paying much higher. No, 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 no. Walmart, and I gave her the whole dissertation. She didn't care. It ended up where I said, listen, you have a great weekend. And she said, F you. And hung up. Welcome to my world. Anyway. The Bernie Sanders people need a little bit of love, and that's all I can tell you. I have gone back and forth on doing something about all this. And every time I get closer, somebody talks me out of it. All of Washington and the rest needs a complete overhaul. And the overhaul's got to come from people that want to balance the books, respect the taxpayer, and put back efficiency, effectiveness, and accountability in government. It's not hard. By the way, if we ever get a 1 million, 2 million person march on Washington, we can force their hand. But as the Wall Street Journal said, it's like nobody cares. I don't know. Just things to think about. Before it all blows up, each party blames each other. We bail somebody out again. Wash, rinse, repeat. And the people that caused it, go work on Wall Street, die, or become lobbyists. On that note, have a great weekend. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like I do, quite a simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.